Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness here on Blog Talk. I am your host Dee, and I'm a little fired up today, I gotta warn you. So we are going to talk about gratitude today. Yeah. Before we jump into that, quick reminders, if you want to call into the show, your questions and comments are always welcome. Oh, I see we have a caller already. I'll be getting to you in a little bit here. The number for calling in is 619-924-9710. And for those of you who want to find out more about Now Age Wellness, check out www.nowagewellness.com. We are always looking for your comments and topic questions. So if you'd like to suggest a topic or have a question that you'd like answered from the spiritual perspective that is actually going to be very practical in your life, you are welcome to email those questions at info@nowagewellness.com. As always, keep your eyes open for new classes. I've got a bunch of classes coming up, as well as services, both in person and remote. Yeah. Coming to you from the beautiful island of St. Croix today, before I even get into gratitude, I have to tell you guys that this morning presented to me, I'm going to say it that way, presented it to me was actually three centipedes. Yeah. If you happen to live in an area where you don't have these little creatures, you know, they're insects with a whole lot of legs and stingers that actually really kind of hurt, from what I understand. I have to say I've been lucky enough not to have been stung just yet, but with this many showing themselves to me, who knows what's going to happen. But whenever this happens, and especially whenever something shows up in threes, we do well to take notice. Yeah, this is always the universe giving us a sign here. So, possibly be being shown. Yeah. And when it comes to the kingdom of nature, when it comes to the animal kingdom, we do well just to take notice. Yeah, just observe the creature. You can always Google on the internet. You can Google whatever the animal is and put in the word totem or medicine, and you'll get a whole bunch of information back the way Google does. But if you just take a moment and reflect on the animal itself, we'll give you a lot of clues on what the message may be. So since this one showed up three times, I'm taking note, and I'm going to guess it's for all of you as well, since it happened this morning as I was prepping for the show. And by prepping, I mean thinking. So when I think of centipedes, they're very small creatures that have a way of terrifying even the largest of creatures. Yeah. The dogs don't like them. Elephants don't like them. People don't like them. They're tiny, tiny little creatures. They're no bigger than 12 inches of the giant ones at the most. But the ones I was seeing today were just an inch or two. And still, we react with fear. Yeah. So they're powerful little creatures in their little bodies here. They move swiftly. They have a painful bite. They have a whole lot of energy. Yeah. There's a quiet ferocity about them, I would say. I think they tend to show up when healing is necessary, when luck is on the way, and also when there's a reduction in negative energy and an improvement in balance, coordination, social life, the ability to survive stress, and generally coordinated movement. So I'm taking this as a really good sign for all of us that things are coming together, and they're starting to come together swiftly. And just because things are coming together doesn't mean that it's easy, what you expected or what you thought you wanted, right? Ultimately, it is going to be what you are asking for, but the process of getting from A to B doesn't always feel like we expect it to feel. You know, it's like your perfect guy showing up, but not quite looking the way you wanted him to, right? So we're going to say a big thank you to the centipedes who've shown up today and that we've heard your message. And with that in mind, we're going to take our swift ferocity, our quiet ferocity, and move forward into the idea of gratitude. The reason I wanted to talk about gratitude today, this was inspired by a couple of people, but one student in particular who was in my last psychic development group. And she was talking about some emotional things that she was feeling that were coming up as a result of the work we were doing. This is pretty normal, guys. Anytime you delve into clearing something out on the spiritual level, the mental and emotional things you have attached to it are going to start coming up as well. And I'm going to cut right to the chase here. The only way out of something is through. Yeah. So if you've been holding on to some ideas that are facilitating what you're trying to release, you have to go through them in order to get to the other side. You don't have to like sit in it. You don't have to bathe yourself in trash. You don't even have to look through the bag, but you do have to go through the process of taking it out to the garbage can. Yeah. And when she brought this up to the class, so many of the empathic of the other empathic students in the class jumped in with how they can get her out of it, how they can rescue her, how they can save her from these emotions that she was having. And one of the biggest suggestions was gratitude. And a bell went off for me when they said that. They're saying, oh, you can just shift the vibration with gratitude. And you can, you kind of can. But here's the thing, guys, when it comes to your emotions, truly, honestly, the only way to get to the other side is to allow yourself to feel them, is allow yourself to go through them. Like I said, you don't have to wallow, but just take note of what you're feeling. If you do not do that, it stays trapped in your body somewhere, yeah, or you just move it to a new place in your body. But I notice their use of gratitude specifically. Yeah. So gratitude, well, I guess we should back up for a second and see what it is we're really talking about, right? Because gratitude is more than just saying thank you. Yeah. It's especially more than just saying thank you because that's what you're supposed to say in a given moment. There's no fooling the universe. There's no fooling your soul here. There's no faking it, really. It's gratitude is a feeling. Yeah. There's an emotion behind it. It's in psychology, it's considered in positive psychology these days. It's considered one of the positive emotions. Why? Because it releases cortisol for you. Yeah. It brings in those feelings of fulfillment. So acts of gratitude are absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's about recognizing the goodness in life. And it's for sure taking another step further, recognizing that some of the goodness in life comes from a source outside of you. I should really say sources outside of you, because it's one source, but it presents itself in so many ways that it feels like sources. And with these acts of goodness, with this feeling of goodness, that's where gratitude comes in. And that's where it comes in the good light, where it brings in a sense of well-being and improves your relationships and your sense of optimism. And whenever we do that, it improves your health and your self-esteem. There are so many good things about gratitude. But I have to tell you, I am so frustrated with the number of examples where I've been seeing gratitude used the wrong way. And in fact, it's being used in a way that really, really holds people back. Yeah. So let's start out with acts of gratitude that are done to apologize to someone else. Yeah. Or acts of gratitude that are done because you want something in return. That's not truly an act of gratitude, right? That's something else. That's an exchange of kindness. And that's okay too. It has its place. I'm not saying it's bad, but please let's not mistake it for using gratitude in the way that truly benefits your mind, body, and spirit. Yeah. The other thing that another place where this has really come up for me, and this is the one that really has me the most passionate, is when we're using gratitude as an excuse to let someone treat you poorly. Right? So the idea that has been presented to us in the metaphysical realm by many, many people is that we have to live in gratitude. We have to live in gratitude. We have to be in gratitude every second of every day, every moment of every day. And there's some truth in that. But guys, again, you can't fake this. This is actually, if you don't have the appreciation, you can strive for it, but you're not going to be fooling the universe. And so often when bad things happen, we're told to have gratitude. And the perspective of gratitude, truly, honestly, as human beings, does not often present itself until after the fact, until we're able to look back on it, until we've moved through the situation and we can see clearly because the fog has lifted, so to speak. Yeah. So it's not about being in a situation where you're really unhappy and saying, I'm grateful for being unhappy. That's not what it's about. Where gratitude comes in is after the fact, where you're saying, I'm grateful that situation inspired me to find my strength. I'm grateful that situation let me know I needed to take my power back. I'm grateful that that situation let me know that I wasn't living how I wanted to live. I'm grateful that that situation let me know that I have more to offer this world and I can't do it this way. Right? That's where gratitude comes in. It comes in after the fact. As you're moving through it and as things that are really not fun are happening, faking that gratitude can often put us in a place where we allow ourselves to stay stuck. You guys know I'm passionate about not letting yourself stay small. Certainly not to accommodate somebody else. Because the world needs you. You are here as you. And that's not an accident. That is carefully designed by you and the universe. Co-designed by you and the universe. And so we need you to be you. Yeah, you are not living in service to anyone, certainly not yourself, if you are taking it down a notch in order to get by. So, yeah, there are things that happen to us as human beings that don't feel great. And yes, most of them are part of the divine plan, absolutely. But forcing yourself into a place of gratitude, you just want to be careful that you're not making yourself complacent with a situation that is truly asking you to move forward. Does that make sense? Yeah. So you can be grateful for the things that come as a result of a situation, right? That doesn't make the situation itself any more fun. And guys, you don't actually have to express your gratitude for that if you do not mean it. Right? Because nothing good comes from living that kind of lie, and that's ultimately what you're doing. Gratitude is not about flattering yourself. It's not about flattering somebody else. Yeah? It truly is a feeling. It often comes out as an action, but I don't want you guys to view it as an action, but rather a positive emotion. Yeah, a deep appreciation for someone or something that produces lasting results, lasting positive results, yeah, ideally. And I know I'm putting us in kind of a binary place with positive and negative. That's a show for another time. But just for the sake of getting my point across, yeah, when we're talking about gratitude and we're talking about creating results, we're talking about positive results. Yeah, we're talking about the ones that bring in well-being and joy and happiness. Yeah. So notice if there are moments where you are expressing gratitude in order to get someone else to like you. Yeah. In order to make yourself more likable. You don't need to do that. Right? Life is not about getting people to like you. I hate to say it. It is not about that. Yeah. Because people will really only truly have the opportunity to like you if you're being authentic, if you're being honest, if you're presenting yourself as who you are rather than who you think you should be or who you've been told you should be or acting the way you think you should act. Yeah. So, yes, I'm fully supportive of the idea of having an attitude of gratitude. But I'm all more supportive of the idea of being honest with ourselves. It's important to express our gratitude in the moments that we have it. It's important to look for it and strive for it in the moments we don't. But if you are using gratitude, telling yourself, no, I need to be thankful for this. I need to stay in this moment and find gratitude as a way of holding yourself back. I'm offering you permission to stop doing that. Because it's not actually serving anyone. It's certainly not serving yourself. I'm going to let you guys think about that for a second. And our caller has been holding on the line for a good amount of time here. So I'm just going to pick up the phone here and see what's going down. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello.
Well, tell us your name. How's it going?
Hi, this is Stacy. It's going stagnant.
It's going stagnant.
You know, I need a flow. It's like start, stop, start, stop. I just need it flowing.
I hear you. That is a feeling that we are all familiar with. And since you're calling in to share that, Stacy, I do usually offer free readings to those who call in. Did you want to do that and see if we can't find out what's holding you back or what can move you forward as your guides want you to know?
Certainly. I'm open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, guys, when I do readings, the way it works is we tune into your guides. So we're tuning into Miss Stacy here today. And as we do that, I use cards to facilitate the conversation. And while I am shuffling, Stacy, I'm going to ask if you can turn down your computer, whatever you're listening to me on, because we're hearing the feedback over there.
Hold on. I had you on speaker.
Ah, that's what it was. Beautiful. That's better.
Okay. All right.
So we were just shuffling away while we were doing that, and I'm just going to pull a couple cards and see what they have to tell us. Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay. So I pulled three cards for you here. Yeah. And the very first one. That's showing up reverse, which means this is a little bit of an area of challenge for you, is the root chakra. This is where we have our sense of home, our sense of stability, our sense of security, our sense of tribe and family, and how we really ground ourselves in the world. And this is coming up reverse for exactly what you're saying, that there's been some stagnation here. Yeah, that you're feeling a little stuck, almost like the ground is holding you down. And they're showing me an image of you making, I'm going to say, micro movements and reaching out a little bit, trying to make changes. But it's like the ground is reaching you up, reaching up with branches and kind of holding you down. So we want to look at shifting that energy, don't we?
Yes.
The very first thing, and I'm going to say this, I say this to almost everyone who is having root chakra issues. Are you familiar with the 5-minute dance party?
No.
So the 5-minute dance party, guys, this is one of the simplest and easiest things you can do to start getting your energy moving. Yeah. When we talk about dance, it is deeply connected to that root chakra. And dance is one of the best ways to open it up and get it moving. So it is my strong recommendation, and I'm being heavily supported by your guides here, that you take 5 minutes. It could be 2, it could be 3, you know. You don't have to be too exact here. To turn on a song you really, really love and get up and dance to it. Yeah, this doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to go take a class, which, you know, is cool too if you want to do it that way. But I'm talking about even if you're in your car, turning on the music and letting yourself dance. Because when we are physically stagnant, our energy gets stagnant as well. And the longer it stays stagnant, the harder it is to break free of that. So this is a really super easy, super fun thing that you can do in order to shift that energy. And as I'm looking through the cards here that we've pulled, one of the cards that's coming up on the mental level is an idea of moving on. It shows the image of someone holding a clock and walking into the light, out of the darkness into the light. Yeah, so what you're also doing now is going to be about how you're thinking about life. Yeah, what kind of mental programs you have running that may be holding you back. And it's time to shift those. Yeah, it's time to bring some consciousness to them. So when you notice something coming up that might be holding you back, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be paid enough for that, or I'm scared to do that, or whatever it is, I want you to go ahead and write it down. And then find a way to shift it to a positive, yeah? To say, I don't know what's going to happen. We can shift that to, I embrace the unknown. I trust what the universe is going to bring me, yeah? There's a real sign of you walking towards material prosperity here. So I don't know if it's your finances that are really stuck, I'm sure, because when our energy is stuck, our finances is reflective of our energy. If it's movement in your job, if it's trying to acquire a home, but it's happening on the material level for you. The image on this card of the person moving on, they look like they are walking to where money is falling down from the sky. And we have that directly followed by a card that is material harvest. Yeah, it's got an image of a person that's representing you right now with their eyes closed. Yeah, so he's kind of sitting in stillness with his hands facing the sky, ready to receive on top of a table. But he doesn't notice that there's a feast right in front of him. There's a pile of coins, there's food, there's drink. And all he has to do is open his eyes and wrap his arms around it. Yeah. So it's really about shaking up that root chakra energy, letting your mind change to reflect that. And the material things that you are hoping for, the things you're trying to create on this physical level, they come in a snap. In fact, they're already in front of you. But you can't see them because you're so busy being stuck. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you think you can do those 2 exercises that you were just offered by the guides here today?
Sure. It's not an option. It's something I have to do.
Exactly. Thank goodness you are aware of that. It's exactly. Yeah, if you want to shift out of the stagnation, that is what you have to do. And it is actually going to be that easy for you, yeah, of just simply shaking up your physical energy, making sure you're doing things to keep that moving. And if you don't want to dance, it's okay. You can go running or something also. But the music here, connection here, seems to be a driving factor for you, that you'd really connect to that on the level of sound, as well as letting it inspire the movement of your body, which is inspiring the energy of your body to get out of those places where it's been hiding stuck. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And again, and then paying attention to your thoughts, and writing them down as they pop up, and then shifting them, so rewriting them in a way that allows possibility for the world to bring you what it is you'd like to receive.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to say thank you so much for calling and sharing today, because you help so, so many people when you do that. And give us a call and let us know how it goes, or drop an email.
I will.
We'd love to,
thank you.
We'd love to continue supporting you on the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know it's interesting that Stacey was calling in with this, and she was waiting on the line before we even got going, yeah? And one of the things that, Stacey, I'm assuming you're still listening here, that I want you to pay attention to, because you called in on this topic, is the ways that you're using gratitude, yeah, to keep your mindset stuck. Are you saying, I need to be thankful for this? Yeah. Just because you are thankful for something doesn't mean that is the only thing that exists for you. Yeah, just because you're thankful for something doesn't mean that you have to stay stuck in it. You get to be thankful and keep moving forward, right? You get to be thankful and go forth knowing that the universe is bringing more to you all the time, drawing in what it is you truly want. And you get to be thankful while you are creating more and more. Thankful doesn't mean being stuck. It doesn't mean staying in stagnation. It means simply feeling that grace, that connection to what's larger, to realizing that there's something outside of ourselves and offering our gratitude for that. Yeah, guys, is that making sense? Because gratitude's important. I'm not saying get rid of gratitude in your life. I'm just saying take notice of where you're using it as an excuse. All right? So if you're struggling, yeah, you can be grateful for the struggle. But don't be so grateful for the struggle that you are keeping yourself in it if you're ready to move on. Because this is a time of moving forward, right? Great news for you, Stacey, right? We jumped into an energy that started, I think, just yesterday, of really propelling you forward. Now more than ever is it important for you to get the things out of your life that aren't working for you. And if you haven't done that by your own accord, the universe is going to start pushing you in that direction. Yeah, it's going to be more like a shove. And then you're going to have to recover. So go ahead and just do it. Take your power back, guys. And look back. As you look back, you can be grateful for what was and how it helped propel you to move forward. Oh, my goodness. We are coming up on the end of the show already. Yeah. So I want to remind you guys, check out www.nowagewellness.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. There was a special offer about readings that went out to my newsletter group only. And I'll say that if you guys sign up within this next week, I'll send you that newsletter and you can take advantage of that special offer as well. But they are always in the know for classes, readings, workshops, et cetera, et cetera. Check out Midweek Wisdom on Wednesday on Facebook, Now Age Wellness on Facebook. And I'll look forward to talking to you guys next week here on Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, NowAgeWellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at NowAgeWellness.com and let your healing begin.